Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Hey, Marco Polo, Cyanide 77, first one in the chat room. You can join the chat room by going to Blog Talk Radio, registering, give yourself a chat name, and then you can tune in anytime, and I'll see you in the chat room. You just click on my channel right after that. Your name should appear, and I'll shout out to the comedy last night. Lots of fun. Far off of Avenue A. Okay, Jillian. Sorry for Tom Newell. He hurt his pelvis. I know there's a joke in there somewhere, but I'm not going to tell it. I'm just going to go with my friend's Anatomy Bouscalar.
Du ciel, et tu cours, tu cours, tu perds du vol, et tu vas, et tu vas.
Ladies and gentlemen, when Judy Garland first came to New York to open up her really theatrically historic first engagement at the Palace Theater, she said she just wouldn't come to New York without a certain young comic. She wanted him on the bill. His name was Alan King. And as you all recall, from the time he opened the Palace Theater, he became the rage of New York. Now he actually commutes to England because he's the number one comedy star in England. So let's have a wonderful welcome for Alan King.
Thank you very much. Seems a little chilly for July 5th.
I don't know.
But, I am very happy to be here tonight. Of course, Ed has been so kind to mention my commuting to England. I just had a great thrill. I was on the command performance for Her Majesty the Queen of England. I hope you don't mind if I spend a few minutes discussing this, because with my background, you know, I'm not too familiar with royalty usually, you know. I once got drunk with Count Basie in Cincinnati. We were up in Glasgow, Scotland for the command. It was a great occasion. We were all standing backstage after the performance, and the Lord Mayor of Glasgow just walked around with the Queen, you know. He was so excited. I wasn't, because I was drunk, you know. That's where they make the stuff, you know, up there. It's beautiful. It comes out of the tap. I was standing there, and of course, very nervous, and Lord Mayor said, "Your Majesty, may I present Mr. King from America?" And she said, "How do you do, Mr. King?" And I said, "How do you do, Mrs. Queen?" I don't think I'll ever go back. No, but she was a very charming lady. Of course, my wife was there with me, but she didn't meet the Queen. Of course, that was when I was there. Now, to hear the story, you think that she doesn't make a move without my wife, you know. Because women lie a lot, you know. No, I mean this. You know, I've been married 12 years. I found out that when a man becomes successful, in any degree, it's the woman that changes. Now, I come from the Lower East Side of New York. I never met a comedian that didn't come from the Lower East Side. I know a very talented comedian from Cincinnati moved to the Lower East Side of New York. And actually, I lived so far downtown, 14th Street was like Connecticut to me, you know. And, yes, I met my wife there. We come from the same neighborhood. In fact, my family had more money than my wife's family. And we were on relief. You can imagine what a thrilling... of course, to look at my wife today, you'd never dream she came from so humble a beginning. You think she came from a plantation in Virginia somewhere. And that's one of the reasons she's not too happy with me, because I'm the only one left that remembers where she came from. Anytime she opens up a big mouth, I remind her where she came from. I like to think back the old days when we were so happy, so much in love. We were married 2 years. My wife told me I was to become a father. This is a big moment in your life. I like the way the women tell you important things. They don't discuss it over the dinner table or during the evening. They wait till you're sound asleep. Have you ever noticed that? It aggravates them that you're sleeping. Now, my wife stays up all night because she hasn't got no place to go in the morning, you know. She watches the late show, the late, late show. She salutes the flag, sings the Star Spangled Banner. She waits for the thought for the day. You know, you can lead a horse to water, but remember what a wet horse smells like and all that. Now, I was asleep, as I said, and my wife walks in. Now, when the woman walks in, you're asleep. They do little things to find out if you're really asleep, you know. Like all the lights go on, they slam the door, the shoes go down, and then the cough. You ever hear a polite cough? Then she says, "Are you up?" Well, even if you're dead, you react a little. Then they get alongside of you and they stop at the elbow. Did you ever get the harpoon in the ribs in the middle of the night? Alan, you're not doing anything. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm always busy at this hour. I play polo every morning at 5 o'clock. What do you want? She says, "I have a strange desire for some exotic food." She said, "Run down to the All My Delicatessen and get me a corned beef sandwich with some chocolate sprinkles, some whipped cream, a piece of watermelon, and a sour pickle." You know, sleepy as I was, I realized that this was it, you know. I had seen enough movies to know that this is the way it is. You ever notice when a woman is expecting how she really takes charge of your life? The first thing, of course, the neighborhood wasn't good enough anymore. You know. She said, I don't want my children growing up in this neighborhood. I can't afford where I'm living now. What do you want from me? The kid comes, you don't like the neighborhood, let him move. I'm staying right here. Alan, let's buy a house. Now, you know, I've been making fun of the suburbs for many years, and this is actually the way I moved out there. He said, let's buy a house. Everybody's doing it. You remember. 10 years ago, the exodus from the city to the suburbs, someone cut a ribbon, they fired a pistol, and the land grants were out. Onward to the suburbs, these gallant pioneers with the covered wagons and the mink stoles hanging out the back. You know, yeah! Everybody out there. I bought a house for $48,000. It was listed to sell for $12,500. But I wanted extras, you know. Little things like I needed windows, I wanted a floor in one room. Own your own home. Save your money all your life so you become your own janitor. That's all it is. The only time my wife talks to me is, Alan, take out the garbage. I say, we didn't eat. Where's the garbage coming from? Can't stand to see me sit still for 5 minutes. She collects the garbage from the neighbors just so I can sit down. Suburbs, what a ridiculous place to live. Nobody talks to anybody. It's a competition thing out there. You know. I've got one neighbor I haven't seen in 4 years. He's hiding because he knows I want him to go partners on the hedges. That's the big thing, you know, the lawns. Did you ever see Sunday in the suburbs? You see how ridiculous the men look? They work hard 6 days a week. Come Sunday, they're on all fours like dogs crawling around. They all have the same outfit, you know. Bermuda shorts, sneakers, bony knees. And they all have the shirt with the alligator on it, like a bag. We're all sick. How would you like to come home from a drunk on Saturday night and Sunday morning at 6:45, the neighbors are out. Cut the grass with a motorboat where I live. You say, what's going on down there? They say, oh, good morning, Mr. King. They don't drink, you know. They're up. They're ready to go. Say, what are you going to do about the crabgrass? I'm going to let it lay there till 3 o'clock. Then I'll decide what to do. I don't make important decisions at 7 o'clock in the morning. I hope the lawn rots. Spreads everybody else's lawn. Middle of a television rehearsal, my wife calls me on the phone, crying, screaming. I rush home. She's standing in front of the house. Alan, lawn is dying. I didn't even know it was sick. What do you want me to do? I've got a gardener. Oh, he's brilliant. Brilliant. He keeps telling me I have sour soil. I told my wife not to marry me. It's hereditary. Oh, that sour soil before me. What do you do about it? Gardner says, we use Kentucky bluegrass. That's the finest grass seed in the world. But they don't tell you it only grows in Kentucky. I gotta buy a racehorse for $3,700. Let him walk around the grounds every afternoon. You think the gardens are the only thing to worry about? What about the decorators? Are they beautiful? My wife just found 2 beautiful decorators. Well, a set of bookends like this you never saw. They come to the house once a week. They fly around the room. They're always wearing sandals. Could be snow on the ground. They wear sandals. And they're always coming back from Italy. They never go. They're always coming back. They keep saying, in this corner, we'll put some ivy. You know about ivy. If you have a piece of furniture that has a hole in it, immediately becomes a planter. You know, the ivy, we got it coming out of faucets, keyholes, cracks in the wall. Did you see the new thing where they open up the drawer and the ivy hangs out of the drawer? And my socks and underwear are laying on the floor, but the ivy's coming out of the drawer. And my wife keeps telling me the reason we live out there is for the children. Better schools, which is, of course, ridiculous. We live directly across the street from a public school, and my boy can't attend. We don't live in the zone. They got kids from out of state going to the school, but we don't live in the zone. They tell me the zone line runs right through my house. According to them, if my kid slept in the garage, he could go to this room. I'll tell you the truth, I could go on like this for hours, but I'll be honest with you, the only reason is I don't ever finish this thing. I'd like to finish it by selling my house. You've been a delightful audience, ladies and gentlemen, and a happy July 4th weekend, and good night. That's it.
Tell me a life-changing, thrilling action-adventure movie that'll make me laugh, cry, sing, cry again, laugh a little more, and fill me with a sense of redemption. Or, get out!
We have just that kind of a story. It's about, oh, it's about, three telephone operators.
Hello? How can I direct your call?
Who overhear the murder of a cat burglar.
Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. She's in the chat room. I'm sorry, Betty Jo, for the first time, Marco beat you into the chat room. I don't know how he did it. Okay, and this Tuesday, March 24th, you'll have James Wilder to discuss his new film, Three Holes and a Smoking Gun. Wow, what an unusual title. A fascinating psychological thriller about screenplay mania. And this actor has been in numerous and diverse roles in a variety of movies, including Mind Games, Scorchers, Perfume, Murder One, Melrose Place, and Equal Justice. So it's 4 p.m. Check out Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. Bum, bum, bum. Gail Four is in the house. Hey, check out Bon Jovi Acoustics and the band Boston's new tour. You want to check that out, too. Okie doke. Okay. And, Gail, if you're listening, I can't meet you for lunch. I don't know if you got my email. I'm going to go have my hair keratined. Ooh, keratin, Nancy, what's that? That's where they take all the frizz out of it. Okay, I'm going to iSalon for that. My favorite place to go. And iSalon, don't stalk me, is at 77 East 10th Street in New York City. And you could check it out. They go to their website, iSalon, and they always have, if you click on specials and you're a first-time customer, they always have great, great bargains. You can check that out, 77 East 10th Street, iSalon, 212-505-0537. There you go, a little plug for my friend. And moving right along with our fun, let's have some. Remember old TV shows? Do you remember Honey West?
Gentlemen. Well, well, it's Laurel and Hardy, as if I didn't know. Hello, boys, this is Pete Smith, as if you didn't know. Say, I'd like your help here for a minute. Do you mind? No, of course not. I just want you lads to show the audience how much wood the average person totes. Wood? Got any? No, like most guys, you don't realize how many articles made of wood products you carry around. For instance, that newspaper. Yup, that newspaper is largely made of trees, wood pulp. Of course, most people know that, but many people don't know that a lot of other objects come from a wood base. Take Stan's glasses. The rims are plastic. About 60% of plastic is wood flour. Powdered wood, my friend. Got a fountain pen? Just as I thought. Plastic barrel. Okay, gents. Anything else in your pocket? Be careful of fish hooks, Stan. A billfold. Imitation leather made with cellulose acetate. A wood product. Uh-oh, what's up? Why, Mr. Laurel. Oh, sure, your wife, of course. Anyway, they're rayon, another wood product. Well, what else, boys? A cigarette case? A plastic. Also a cigarette holder. More plastic. Any more wood, my lad? No, but there's wood in his hat. The sweatband. Right, more imitation leather. A new spring hat, eh? Ouch. More? Yup. A pipe, the bowl of which is wood. The stem, plastic. Book matches. These matches are wood pulp. So is the cover. It's amazing the amount of wood we use. Ain't it the truth? And now a penknife. The handle, plastic. Let's see what's in the suitcase, boys. The suitcase, do you mind? That's it. Let's see what we have here. Any slippers? Yes, here we are. They're real leather like your shoes and belt, but tanned and made durable by tan bark from the forest. Then, too, the counters and insoles are wood fiber. Okay, Ollie, let's proceed. Wood in bottles? Well, hardy. Hardly. No pun intended. Anyway, witch hazel and cascara are just two of several hundred drugs and remedies from trees. Next, an imitation leather toilet case. Mirror with plastic back. Brush back is plastic. Bristles of both brushes are cellulose plastic. This bottle top is plastic. So is soap container. Bath sponge is cellulose plastic, and I'm not at all surprised. Hey, Stan, what else you got? Come, come, fellas, don't tell me you're running out of plastic. Let's take a look at some more of your junk. Your nice thing. Oh, a razor. Handle is plastic, as are most electric shavers. Ouch, that blade ain't no plastic, bub. And now, writing paper. Scratch pad. Envelopes. And book. All wood pulp, kitty. Pajamas are rayon, and rayon is a wood product, remember? Hey, what you got there, chum? Oh, sure, say. More rayon. But, Stan, such colors. And now, a shirt. Tie. And socks. All rayon. Say, the suitcase. Yup, even that's made out of laminated wood covered with canvas. And it's a good thing these lads didn't come around here with a trunk. We'd be here for days. Oh, boys. You can go now. Goodbye, Stan. So long, Oliver. And thanks very much, guys. Darn nice of you to help. Hey! Oh, well, they need exercise anyway. Goodbye now.
And thanks to you, Pete Smith. This is Lee Vickers carrying on. Well, Laurel and Hardy little realized the importance of wood to their daily lives. And I wonder if most of us know just how important forests and research are to the winning of this war. The answer may be found at Madison, Wisconsin, where the United States Forest Service maintains its Forest Products Laboratory. Here, for years, has been carried on a broad program of research to increase uses of forest products and find new uses for waste materials. Years where they figuratively put the tree in a test tube.
and I'll tell you why. It makes me have to see who's dating my ex-guy. I stare at his photos and it makes me cry. And that's one reason Facebook is evil. Facebook is dangerous and that's the truth. People posting pictures of me from my youth. Pictures where I'm puking in a Denny's booth. It's blackmail. And that's two reasons Facebook is evil. You find things out about people's success. You wanna feel glad, but you get depressed. You wanna stop looking, but you're so obsessed. With Leslie Katz from middle school, who always seems so freaking cool. But now she's married to a tool. That makes you happy, so you keep on looking. Cause it's worth it for those moments when you're happy. Facebook's informative, but also bad. Woman's wall and learned she married my dad. I kinda wish he told me first and I felt sad. And now I can't stop stalking them on Facebook. And I don't care about the sandwich you ate or how it's just amazing that your life's so great. Be more selective with your status update. Try a phrase with sass or a shot of your ass or something else that's crass. Don't say you're happy, I'm gonna be honest. Don't give a shit when you're happy. Happy, happy. Poke, poke, poke. Like, like. Single, single in a relationship. Poke, poke, poke. Like, like. Single, single in a relationship. Poke, 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 poke. Like. Single, single in a relationship. No longer in a relationship.
In a relationship.
Engage.
Facebook is helpful when you're feeling fat. You can find old frenemies in 2 seconds flat and engage them right away with an instant chat and say, I thought I was fat, but you are fatter.
I thought I was fat, but you are fatter.
And those are reasons we think Facebook's evil. And also
that was a little Mel and L. Check them out on Facebook. Marco Polo Cyanide still in the house all the way from across the ocean. Good for you, Cyanide. And Cyanide, do you have a Facebook page? Are you on my Facebook? I don't know. Gale 4. Check out Gale 4. Bon Jovi Acoustics and the band Boston. They're going to be touring. Woohoo! Woohoo! And now a little disturbing monologue from the past.
You'll find the hooks of the dress awkward all by yourself. I did everything for Mrs. Reagan. Denny, she'd say, no one dresses me better than you. Yes, it was always Denny. I've kept all of her things. Even the stockings she wore that day for the last time. She'd flung them over the chair in her bedroom when she changed into her shopping clothes. I shall always blame myself for the divorce. It was my fault for being out that evening. You see, I'd gone to the movies and stayed late. It was a double bill. Donovan's Brain and Hellcats of the Navy. Some of her finest work. When I returned about 10:30, I'd heard she'd gone out shopping. I felt worried at once. Neiman Marcus was having a sale. She would have never gone out if I'd been here. She always listened to me. It was midnight, and she had not come back. I went and told Mr. Reagan I was worried. He said, I expect she's spending the night down at the store. I'm sure she'll come up first thing in the morning when the sale's over. I sat on my bed till 5:30. Then I couldn't wait any longer. I got up, put on my coat, and went down to the mall. It was quiet and misty like it is today. The wind had dropped. There wasn't a sound down at the mall. And then I saw it, there on the counter, her credit card. Alongside it, a light flashing. Credit denied. One of her invoices came in the afternoon mail, along with a note Credit.
Denied.
Denied. The divorce papers came in with the evening news. Nancy leaves Ron. Credit denied. You wouldn't think she'd been gone for so long now, would you? Not with the way I keep the room, just as she had had them kept. You would think she'd just gone out for a little while and would be back in the evening. I feel her everywhere, don't you? Sometimes in the corridors I fancy I hear her just behind me. That quick, light footstep, I could not mistake it anywhere. And in the gallery there, I fancied I've seen her leaning over it and calling to Mr. Reagan like she used to. Here, boy. Here, boy. Do you think she can see us now? Do you think the divorce come back and watch the living? Sometimes I wonder if she comes back here to the ranch and watches you and Mr. Reagan together. Imelda. Will there be anything else, Mrs. Marcus? I'm going now. I know where everything is. Don't touch a thing, a thing, a thing.
You can check out Boston tour dates at www.bandboston.com and facebook.com/bandboston. Also, original Hooters. Love those wings. But can I eat them? Is it still Lent? Do I have to eat fish today? I'm not sure. TheOriginalHooters.com. Check it out. Okay. Very funny joke. Cyanide in the house. Wow, the time really goes fast when we're having fun, doesn't it? Anyway, you can watch my TV show. I don't know if you can get it over there, Cyanide, but you can go to www.mnn.org, Lifestyle Channel, 7 p.m. New York time, and you can watch my TV show anywhere in the world and on three channels in Manhattan. So check that out. Okay, we're winding down here. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget, you could check out iSalon, 77 East 10th Street, New York, New York, 10003. And the number is 212-505-0537. And check out the special list, because she's always got a special going on. Ask for Doris. Say you heard it here. Okay, let's float our way out of here with Soce, also known as the Elemental Wizard. Hey, Cyanide, check him out on Facebook. This guy's brilliant. His real name is Andrew Singer, but I absolutely love him. So we're going to float out with Soce Floats. Shop Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Dream Stream Radio at 4 p.m. There you go. Also, you can check out Otto's Shrunken Head and Tiki Bar tonight. They're having an earlier show, 6:30 p.m. Otto's Shrunken Head and Tiki Bar. That's 14th Street between A and B, closer to B. Bring your ID.